You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. One tiny experiment into space can mean one giant leap for kids' research. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. Every year, grade school students gather at NASA's Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia to send science experiments into space. Now, these experiments have to be tiny, fitting into a 6x6 centimeter cube, which can either be flown into space in a research rocket or a scientific balloon. After the cubes are brought back to Earth, the students get together to analyze their experiments and see what happened while they were floating up there for 15 or so hours. This year, hundreds of students from the U.S., Canada, and even Colombia were in Virginia showcasing their experiments.
My name is Amber A.G. Dehart. I am the CEO of IEDU Inc., and I'm the director and founder of Cubes in Space. We are here in the Chincoteague Center here in town, and what you're seeing is we probably have 300 people that are here, and we have over 150 students that are exhibiting about their experiments that have flown on the sounding rockets, but we also fly on NASA's high-altitude balloons. The opportunity there is to do some really robust science because it's up for 5 to 15 hours. And we're looking at, okay, yes, we're using space exploration or space as a lab, but how can that impact what we do here on Earth?
Sam Jackson. So our experiment is testing whether dehydrated blood can survive rocket travel. Dehydrated blood can be used when blood needs to be stored for a long time or shipped a long distance in dangerous environments. It survives for much longer than liquid blood and is much more stable. Once we get our experiment back, we'll run post-tests and compare the results to see if the blood is still viable for transfusions.
I'm Isaiah Falconer. I go to St. George Ottawa Catholic School. Here we are showing like our experiment. So what we want to know is the effect of cosmic radiation on the molecular structure of protected and unprotected epinephrine and EpiPen solution. We learned that like if you leave an EpiPen in the sun, like there it can like degrade and not like be as effective. So to send it, we ejected some EpiPen solution into different vials using basically a thick like cleaning sponge with paper clips to protect the vial. Then we use a syringe to separate it evenly into different ones. And then we coated basically the vial. We put the vial in a bit of like tape and cotton pad so it wouldn't shatter while being rattled in the cube.
I'm Kara Lima. We think that people with EpiPens or people that need epinephrine in space for things like asthma attacks and cardiac arrest will be able to know that the materials necessary will not be affected because we will be able to protect them and they will be able to safely go to space in the near future.
That was Amber A.G. Dehart of Cubes in Space and students Sam Jackson, Isaiah Faulkner, and Kara Lima. One note on that last experiment. Back in March, students at St. Brother Andre Elementary School in Ontario, Canada, discovered that EpiPens might actually be dangerous to use in space. They found that some of the epinephrine in their cubes had turned into poisonous chemicals when they came back to Earth. We have more on that on our website, marketplacetech.org. NASA last week announced it's investing $150 million in space tech, money that can also be used here on Earth for commercial purposes. The space agency chose 11 companies, six of which are small players. One big piece of space tech NASA plans to look at: generating solar power on the moon and the possibility of getting humans to return there. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode, and a special thanks to Kimberly Adams. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.